Andrew Noblis just sent us a message. Race 5, number 3, Pakenham is his best today. We're taking that.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
It's Hintermint in front by over a length on Nanika in second. Hintermint driven out, wants to go sideways, but she's still got the job done.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You bet we do. We're going to get a winner today. I've got a feeling. Got a feeling about it, Whitey. We need a winner. We've got two meetings to do it. Sale today and then the Valley tonight. The Friday form after 7. Flemington tomorrow. Lots of racing chat coming up. What are we playing on?
We're going to have a look at Sale with Josh McKinley, who is the track manager. Josh, good morning.
How you going?
We're going well. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good. What's the track looking like?
We've got a good 4 today.
Yep. Penetrometer?
5.89.
5.89, and what about the rail?
Rail's out 7 metres.
Okay, out 7 metres. How's it looking?
Yeah, it looks good. Got quite a good cover on it. Had 19 mil of irrigation for the week. Not much rain, only 1.5 mil for the week.
Okay, so out 7 metres. Thanks for that, Josh. Good luck today.
Thank you.
So that's the track conditions for Sale Mooney Valley tonight. We'll get more details as they come to hand on RSN, but as it stands, good four. And the weather is overcast.
Righto, let's find out if we can find a winner with Cindy Alderson today. You've got one at the Valley tonight and three at Sale this afternoon. So a busy day for Cindy. Good morning, Cindy.
Morning, Daniel.
Great to have you with us. So let's go to Sale first. Let's go in chronological order. Race 6, number 5, Mistress Molly is your first runner today. A couple of seconds in the last couple of runs. She's not quite getting there in this benchmark 58. Is it a better opportunity today?
Yeah, look, she's a filly that's had a wind operation, and we've always been a little bit reluctant to stretch her out. But having said that, initially, before this problem occurred, we always thought she was a 1,400-metre horse and beyond. So I thought her run last start was good. She was well back on a track that favoured leader bias and in a stronger class, I believe. So hopefully today she can take a slightly more forward position and be strong at the end. And she does deserve a change of luck. She's been a remarkably consistent horse.
All right, that's not a bad little push there for Mistress Molly. 3.20 early market to tab.com.au. Race 7, number 2, Dratini is your next one, who's been very good this campaign. One on resumption, second up at Mornington. Then Moe a second again. Benchmark 58 affairs those days. And again, 58 today. Surely in the money today.
We'd hope so, yeah. He's a fast horse, and he likes to get out and do his own thing. So dropped him back to the 1,000. He just overdid it a little bit at Maui. We were hoping that one day he'd learn to moderate himself, but at the moment he has a little tendency to get going pretty quickly and resents being restrained. So he's a tricky fellow. I mean, I wouldn't be putting all my bank loan money on him, but he should certainly be very competitive in this race today. And if he gets his own way and a fair modicum of luck, I think he will prove to be the testing material.
Right, $1.70. So good money for Dratini in race 7. Race 8, number 10, is Satin Sash. Is out of barrier 12, which I imagine doesn't make it too easy, although doesn't mind sitting off the pace a bit?
No, she's been consistent as well. Genuine three-year-old filly in the stable. Look, I don't think it's an issue for her drawing wide at Sale, even if the rail's out, because generally speaking, you know, 1,200 metres and 1,000 metres, they've just got one corner, which is the home corner. So hopefully she can find a good spot and be strong.
Okay, well, it's not a bad day at Sale. Then you get the Valley tonight. She's on time. Will be your runner in race number 4, number 8, who's been outstanding for you through this campaign. Continue that tonight, do you reckon?
Probably not tonight. I'd love to think she could. She's a really consistent mare and she seems to find a way to win, so maybe she can, but much stronger grade today and dropped back to the 1,600, which, you know, just did that. It was keeping her sharp for a race later on. Didn't want to stretch her out too far in distance, but she will go up again after this race. But, look, she's in great order. Yeah. Can't fault her. I just don't know whether she's quite got it to match it with the boys in this grade. I mean, she started out this campaign as a benchmark 58, but she's gone up 20 points in the ratings. So it's a fair jump for any horse in one prep.
Yeah, 4 wins in a second, the last 5 runs. She's in a hot form. So that all being said, Cindy, who's your best?
Well, I hate to say it, but probably Dratini.
That's all right. $1.70, we'll take it. We need a winner this week. We hope it's yours today. Go get them.
Righto, cheers. Bye.
Cindy Alderson with a good hand today. Dratini at Sale today is our investment. Race 7, number 2.